We're studying the book of Acts, and we're going to study one of the most accurate records of maritime history in existence from this period of time. Luke records in great detail this voyage and the shipwreck and all the different ways that they girded the ship, how they tried to stay alive, basically, to survive in the ship. God had told Paul that he was going to witness in Rome, so Paul knew that he was going to live to get there. He didn't know how long he was going to live after he got there, but he was going to get to Rome. And he had all assurance of the promises of God that he'd do it. We're in the 27th chapter of the book of Acts. And we'll read it from the Greek language and look at it closely and then reread it from the Amplified Bible, which is really a good, pretty good explanation of the Greek. Hos de ekrite, tu apo plain, himas, eis tain, italian, para didon, ton, te paulon kai tinas heteros des motos hek koton tarke onomate julio speros or speres Sebastian. More when it was decided, judged, that word krino there means to judge, it was caused to be decided to sail. Now, Luke uses several different descriptions of the pleo. Pleo means to sail. And he uses different compounds in this chapter telling us about sailing and maritime terms. To sail us, that little word himas there, accusative plural, first person pronoun. Now, there's very important little entity right there. Luke was with Paul. Luke may have not been through all the trials that Paul had in Caesarea, but now he's going to go on a roller coaster ride with him. So to speak, a maritime roller coaster ride. Unto Italy. And basically, there's Italia. That is Rome, that's where he's going. The head of the Roman Empire at that time. And they kept on delivering both Paul and some different kind of prisoners. Now, this is a prison ship, along with a vessel carrying goods and wheat, grain. And it says there's a certain centurion by the name of Julius. Julius is a high term, of course. A cohort of Augustus, and actually it says here Sebastes, literally Sebastian. There was this cohort is part of a Roman legion of 300 to 600 soldiers. In each cohort, there were 10 cohorts in each legion. Now let's go to verse number 2. Epibonte de ployo andra mateneo Belonte, plain. Here we got another word to sail. Ace to scata, tain, asion, tupos, anex, se, anex, themen, ontos, sin, himen, aristarco, marcadonas, Thessalonicus, Thessalonikios. And then it says, having embarked in a ship, in a boat, a dromedon, a dromatium, this ship was, belonging to a Hadramachim, being about to sail unto the Asia, places in Asia. And that says, we set sail. Now again, Luke includes himself in this group of passengers. Set sail, bring with us Aristarchus, Macedonian of Thessalonica. Aristarchus, this is one of the Christians, one of the disciples. Aristarchus of Macedonia, belonging to the city of Thessalonica. Tite hetera, katax themen, ace, Sidona, Philon, Thropos, te ho, Iulios, to, Paulo, Chrysomenos, epiter, repsten, pros tus philus, paruthenta, epimilias, toxane. And both in the next, they were brought to land. In the next day, they were brought to land. Unto Sidon. And then it says, philanthropies, philanthropos. And it says here that philanthropy means what? The love of mankind, doesn't it? Philo, I love, and anthropos, mankind. So these people were philanthropists toward Paul and his companions. And he, and the word philanthropy comes from this Greek word. Both Julius to Paul, and having treated him very graciously, kindly. First aorist, nominative, singular, masculine, first aorist, participle, middle voice. Having treated him kindly from his own volition, he allowed and permitted that his friends that would be able to attend to him to not be able to abstain to attend to him. So here we have God has opened the heart of these men and has given them grace and love and affection toward Paul and his friends. They're feeling sorry for him, and they're gracious to them. And this is unusual because they're prisoners. Cocathane, anakthantes, hepe, li summin, tain, kipron, dia to tus animus, ana ninantios. And from there on, having put out to sea, we sailed. And here is another word. We sailed. This one here is hepo and pleon, and it says that we sailed upon or under by the protection of Cyprus because of the winds, animos, they were against us. They were constantly against us. And so we're trying to sail, and we're trying to let this island, Cyprus, the island of Cyprus, protect us. When you come up here in this wild, open spaces in Nevada, there aren't many trees down in the valley left. They cut them down years ago. So one of the first things you need to do is plant a windbreak around your property, which I did right off, didn't I, Marilyn? And it's very necessary, isn't it? Now, when you're out there in the sea, you don't have any protection unless you're going by land or in the way of the land. If the wind is going from the south, you've got to get on the north side of an island or some type of structure that'll make it a little easier for you to sail. Otherwise, you're not going to go anywhere. 27.5. Tote pelagos. To kata tain silikion kai pamphylion dia plesiontes kata lothomen eis mura tes lukas. Here we have another combination of a sailing term. And the sea, the Pelagos. The Pelagos Islands, remember those islands? Down in the South Pacific? The sea, that word means sea. And according to the Cilicia and Pamphylia, having sailed over and across, we came down unto Myra. Myra means what? Myra. The word Mary comes from that word.
Bitter.
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 Of Lycia. Lycia. Now here, we have a pronunciation, and I know that a lot of the Greek grammars are written in German, basically, with German pronunciations. The upsilon, as they call it, is actually a U to them, but it is not. It is a Y sound. And here we have Lycia and Myria. Both of them have a Y. It is not a U. Okay, Mysia, Myra, and Lucius. And then verse number 6, it says, Kake, Yeron, Ho, Ek, Ka, Ton, Tarkes, Poion, Alexandrionon, Pleon, Aestane, Italian, Ina, Babysin, Himas, Ace, Auto. And from there, this word kake there, and from there, it's got an idea of direction and of place. Having found the centurion ship, Alexandrian, and sailing unto Italy, he embarked with us in it. He embarked with us in it. And then it says, in Hikaines day, Hemeras, bro dip pleon, teis, kai molis, ginomainoi, kara tain, kinadon, me, prosu teis, tos, himas tu, anamu, hit, hipe pleosamen, tain, cretain, kara salamenin. And in a number of days, sailing slowly. This word bra, du, pleo. Here we have another word, pleo, and it's another compound, but this word here means to sail hard, difficultly, slowly. Hard, difficultly, and slowly. We sail slowly and hardly, just barely moving. Now, they tell me that if you're going against the sand, that somehow the wind, that you can turn those sails in such a way as to actually use them, but you go very slowly. But you actually go with, against the wind. And then it says, having come against Cnidus, and not allowing us the wind, we sail close to Crete, against Salome. Now, here they're having a difficult time all the time, every bit of the way they're going to go. It's going to be a miserable, hard journey. Polis, or molis, that is, te para logomenoi, altain, elthoman, ace, topon, tina, kalumeno, kalus, limenos, ho, ingus, polis, ein, lasia. Hardly. Hardly sailing along. Laying beside is the word here. Laying beside of it, of her. We came unto the place, a certain place called Kolos Limanos. It means fair or good, Kalos. It comes from Kolon in Greek. It means fair havens. In which it was near a city of Lycia. Again, we've got a torturous voyage here that Luke is recording. And he's not recording any of Paul's words right now, but he's recording about the journey. Ikanu de chronu dia genomenu kai ontos ede epis phalmos follows, that is, tu, plus, dia, tu, kai, tein, nastion, ade, paralethene, parene, ho, follows. Lagon, altois, andres, zero, hote, meta, hebrios, kai, polis, semios, u, monon, tu, fortio, kai, tu, poloio, ala, kai, ton, sikon, himon, milane, eseste, tain, ployo. That was a long verse. We're going to go back and read this in a few moments. And then, after much time has passed by, and being now dangerous, ephes phallos. This here is a horrible, torturous, dangerous thing. When you walk by a mountainside and you see rocks about to fall upon you. We have a place here over a pass going toward Bishop's here, Westgard Pass. And there's places there that there are slate stones, lava blocks up there. And I've had friends go by there and they would just wanted to rush along because they're afraid those rocks are going to fall on them any minute. Well, this sea out here is like that. It's like when the waves come crashing down, it's like rocks being thrown at you. You've been out in the ocean, Maryland, with the sea pounding you to pieces. Mm-hmm. And this is it. It's a dangerous, dangerous voyage. A dangerous sailing trip. Pluos. Because, also, fasting had gone by. He kept on advancing Paul, saying to them, men, I see. The word here, thero there, it means I see as a theater. That with injury and much loss, not only for the cargo, but of the ship, but also all the lives of us, are going to be basically saved during the voyage, during this sailing trip. Now let's go back and read this in the Amplify. In this sailing trip, we're going to have a lot of loss. We're going to have injuries, but we're not going to have the loss of life. So don't worry about that. Now, when it was determined that we would sail for Italy, they turned to Paul, some of the prisoners, over to a centurion of the imperial regiment named Julius. And going aboard a ship, Andromatium, which was about to sail for the ports along the coast of the provinces of Asia, we put out to sea, and Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, accompanied us. He's one of the church members there. And the following day, we indeed at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul in a man-loving way, and much consideration, kindness, and care, permitting him to go to his friends and there and be refreshed and to be cared for. And God put it in this man's heart to do that. After putting out to sea from there, we passed to the leeward, the south side of Cyprus for protection, for the winds were contrary to us. And when we had sailed over the whole length of the sea, which lies off the Cilicia and Pamphylia, we reached Myra in Lycia. Now, you can go and you can see all of these places exactly as it happened. This is one of the greatest recorded histories, maritime histories of a voyage across the Mediterranean Sea. And all the things can happen to you too. There's a centurion found an Alexandrian ship bound for Italy. Alexandrian ship is what?
Greek.
No, Alexandria. Okay, it's coming from Egypt. Alexandria, Egypt.
Oh.
Okay, and it is loaded with wheat because the Egyptians have all this irrigated land and they grew a lot of wheat and barley and would send it to the Roman Empire to feed the people. And it had left there, and it's got a lot of wheat and grain on it. And he transferred us to it. Us again. Luke is there. Luke is the writer of this book. For a number of days, we made slow, hard progress and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus. And then, as the wind did not permit us to proceed, we went under the lee, the shelter of Crete, off of Salome. And coasting along with difficulty, we arrived at a place called Fair Haven, near which is located in a town of Lycia. But as the season was well advanced, for much time had been lost, and navigation was already extremely dangerous, for the time of the fast of the Day of Atonement, about in the middle of September, had already gone by, and Paul warned and advised them. He warned and advised them that something was going to happen here. Saying, "Sirs, I perceive, after careful observation, that this voyage will be attended with disaster and much heavy loss, not only of the cargo under the ship, but of our lives also." Now let's go on for a couple of more verses in this lesson. Now we have an answer to Paul's pleading. Paul kept on pleading to them that there was going to be loss. And he said to them, "Men, we're going to have problems here. This may be where we need to winter this place out. We need to stay here for a while because we're going to have problems." And they decided not to heed Paul's warning. But they're going to learn to listen to Paul very carefully. "Whole day heka ton tarkes to kiber nete kai to nu klero Malon epitheto, a tois hippo paulon legomenois." But the centurion. Now that little word there, that day there, that's a weak adversative conjunctive particle. And it means moreover, or but. The centurion said to the pilot, now, kiber nete. Remember when Jesus was out there on the Sea of Galilee, or by the Sea of Galilee, and Peter had been out there. He took all the men, all the disciples, and he took them out there, and they went fishing. This is after Jesus died on the cross and everything. And then Jesus sees them out there. And he tells them out there, Peter was a captain, wasn't he? Peter was a captain of a ship. He was a captain of a fleet of ships, actually fishing boats, fishing vessels out there on the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus says out there, "Have you caught anything?" Peter says nothing. He said, "I'll tell you what to do. Throw your net on the other side of the boat." Now, Jesus was a stonemason. People call him a carpenter, but he's probably a stonemason. And he told Peter, he said, "Throw your nets on the other side of the boat." And then Peter says to him, I, captain. Yes, captain. That's the word, keber nete. That's the word captain, the steersman. And the centurion to the pilot, or the steersman, or the captain, and to the shipmaster, the one that owns the ship, rather, he kept on being persuaded neither by Paul the things that he had said to them. And it says here that he had said it a lot. And he kept on saying to it. This is where legomenois there. That's present participle active. And it's instrumental plural and neuter. So Paul kept on telling them this. Listen, fellas. Listen, listen, listen. Now, when Jesus told Peter to throw the net on the other side, he said, aye, aye, captain. They should have said to Paul, aye, aye, captain. But they didn't. Verse number 12 now. Anusetu, day to Lemonos, hipar ekaton, pros para ke mathion, hoi pleontes, etheto bulein, ana theine, ekathen, a, pos dinato, kata ne te santes, eight, phonika, para ke masa, elimana, tes kretes, bleponta, kata, liba, kai kata koron. But the port was unsuitable. The port was not unsuitable there. That word comes from nutheto. And that means it was counseled not to be suitable. Somebody counseled them that it was not suitable. Nuthetic counseling there, that's what the word comes from. And the port, the Lemnos, being, under being is what it says, under being, existing, for the wintering. But the ones, the majority, they placed their hands upon their minds, ethento, their counsel, to set sail from there. In other words, they took a vote, and they said, well, we're going to do what we're going to do. Paul, we don't know who you are, but you're not a sailor. And we're captains, and this is our job. We are professional maritimers. We do this. This is what we do for a living. And since somehow they might be able, having arrived unto Phoenicia, or Phoenix, to pass beside the winter port there of Crete, looking according to South Liba, that means southeast, and according to Koron, that means north, northeast. Now let's go back and read this, and we're going to get into the storm in the next class. How were the centurion paid greater attention to the pilot and to the owner of the ship than to what Paul had said? And it says here, and as the harbor was not well situated and so unsuitable to winter in, Paul told them they ought to winter right there. The majority favored the plan of putting out to sea again from there, hoping somehow to reach Phoenix and a harbor of Crete facing northeast and southeast and winter there. Now, they're going to run into a real typhoon because they didn't listen to Paul. God's man revealed to them a plan that would have been the best plan. Now, Paul said that lives would be spared, but there was going to be great loss financially with the boats and etc. They just decided to listen to the professional sailors instead of the prophet of God. Now they're going to learn to listen to the prophet of God as we go on down the road. And I mean, this is some of the most exciting. This is like the Saturday matinees. Previews of coming attractions. Previews of coming attractions is a shipwreck and a storm at sea, a typhoon. Now, we need to listen to God's Word always. The whole Old Testament was written as a parable to us. The parable is you take something physical and you throw it down something beside something spiritual so you can understand something. Israel was a rebellious group of people. They were nothing in the eyes of the world, but God called them out to be His people. But they didn't want to listen to God. Every time He blessed them, they went astray. And it's just like us today. We need to hold on to God's Word and go His way, not our way. Go His way. Go to the revealed will of God and not what we want to do so many times. The world has been filled with charlatans, religious charlatans. Marilyn was watching something on the television today about Jim Jones and the People's Temple. Well, that was we can see that was a total disaster, can't we? The people, 900 and some odd people, died by taking poison or else poisoned, one or the other. They were murdered because of one man. How many souls have been damned by Muhammad or his religion? Millions. Billions. How many souls have been damned by Catholicism? How many souls have been damned by the Jehovah's Witness and the Watchtower Society? How many souls have been damned by the Mormon Church? And we can go all the way down for many of these little groups that have come up in history. And it's a dangerous journey. We're talking about a real dangerous journey here, but out there in the world, religion sometimes is a dangerous journey. You go with the revealed will of God, not what somebody says it said. The Catholic Church did away with the Word of God. They took it out of the hands of people, and they started inventing baptism of regeneration, infant baptism, more Mariolatry, indulgences, purgatory, image worship. And over here, transubstantiation, celibacy, auricular confession, the Inquisition in 1231 and 1229, they forbid the Bible to be owned or had or read in any way, not even a page of it, because everything in the revealed Word of God was against what the Catholic Church was practicing. The Jehovah's Witnesses tell you, don't you trust anything. Don't you listen to any other Christian group, so-called. Don't listen to them. The Mormons say, if you feel this conviction in your heart when somebody's talking to you about religion, run. Because that's the devil. What it actually is, the Holy Spirit convicting them. We see all of these different religious groups damning, damning, damning. Islam is in control. Islam is the largest religion in the world. They say that Islam is the second largest religion in the world. No, it is not. Islam is the largest religion in the world. And there is no peaceful Islam. It is a violent Islam. Islam persecutes or kills somebody every day in the world because they don't believe as they believe. If Muhammad really existed, many people don't think he did. They think he was a legend that the Islamic caliphs made an excuse for why they're doing what they're doing. If he was really born in 570 AD and died up there, before he died, according to Ibn Ishaq and many of the Hadith and Sunnah, he declared war on the world of religion and told his disciples to struggle, to kill, to murder, until all the world was Islam only. The Catholic Church did almost the same thing. And yet Christianity has never persecuted anybody for what they believe. They will preach the truth. I just preached against Islam. I just preached against Catholicism, Jehovah's Witnesses, and Mormonism. Didn't I? But I'm not going to go out there and hurt any of them. If I have an opportunity, I will witness to them. in every way I can. We saw a Catholic saved here a year ago, right there on the floor after he heard the gospel of the grace of God preached. He hit the floor and asked God to save him. 88 years old. Atheist here a while back was saved. Right here. In this little valley. Atheism is a religion also. All of these things we see in the world is a what we might call a masterpiece of Satan's deception. But the Word of God will set you free. You study the Word of God and it'll tell you exactly what to do. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. He died on the cross of Calvary. He was God the Son, the eternal God the Son. God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For whosoever believes on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For ye are saved in grace. For in grace ye are having been saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. These are all promises from the Word of God. They are true promises. Our Father, we send this message out to honor and glorify You. And if one is out there lost and just wandering in darkness to find You, Father, please call them and use this message to lead them to You. Please forgive me where I fail You. In Jesus' name.